Welcome back, Success Academy, to our Wednesday coaching Q&A session. Today is Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. I'm so looking forward to connecting with you today. I'm here in the beautiful state of Florida supporting a mastermind retreat with about 30-plus women, and I'm so looking forward to connecting with you. It's been so fascinating to see. We've been in mastermind for a day and a half, and we have another full day coming up today. And it's fascinating to see some of the themes that are amongst all women, and these are all high achievers, top performers of women in this specific company. And the fascinating thing is to see how there's themes, though, of some of the same themes that no matter where we're at in life, the things we're working on, things around self-belief and letting go of the need or the approval of other people or so much wanting that or where we belong, are we too much? Are we playing small? Our fears, how they show up for us and the ways that we sometimes are self-defeating or getting ourselves in a tither, as well as relationship dynamics and how we're working with people in our homes as well as people in our businesses. Just been fascinating to see, again, how universal some of the things are that all of us, no matter where we're from, no matter the industry that we're part of, are working on or working through. So I'm so looking forward to, I've been in heavy coach mode the last day and a half, and so I'm in it, and I'm ready to hold that space for all of you as well. I'm so looking forward to connecting with you and whatever may be up for you specifically in this particular time. I do invite you as we get started here this morning or, again, afternoon, evening, based on where you're joining in from, I'm going to invite you to take a moment to log off any of your other devices, email. Let's go ahead and close that out. Maybe grab yourself some water so you have some support of hydration and get yourself hydrated. Grab your notebook, but allow yourself, if at all possible, I know that some of you might be on the go, but if at all possible, to choose into allowing yourself some space and openness and receptivity to whatever may be up for you. But I just want to tune into, all of you are such powerful creators. You really are. And there's so many powerful principles at play in the universe that when applied, they work. Right. I remember years ago, Jack Canfield saying the principles always work if you work the principles. And it's just being in tune with that and choosing into saying, OK, yeah, I'm going to work on these things. So I'm here to support you and hold that space, whatever might be up for you. This week, we talked about yesterday in our training session, the power of nourishing your network and being much more intentional in relationships. Relationships can bring so much joy and thrive to our lives. They also can bring pain, right, and struggle and challenge. And we had a massive breakthrough session with a woman here on site yesterday and her really being willing to look at her part of that and how she was being triggered by this person and therefore how she was reacting and experiencing that individual. It's just fascinating. But as we tune in, I'd like you to open up to a blank sheet of paper and I'd like you to jot down one thing. What's new and good for you? Right, dropping into that thought and to write out at least one thing. What's new and good or something you're feeling grateful for? What's new and good for you? And secondly, what I'd like for you to write out is what's up for me? Right? What's in my thoughts? What am I wanting to proactively strategize? Where am I feeling stuck or maybe in a funk? Remember, this is safe space, and you're not here to perform or audition. You just get to show up as yourself and saying, this is what's real for me right now, or this is what I'm processing, or this is what I'm working on or working through. So again, what's new and good in your notes or something you're grateful for? And secondly, what's something that's up for you? And then like we've done in our past few weeks, we'll follow the same format. If you want to raise your hand, you press *2 on your keypad, *2. Or if you're joining in via webcast, there's a button on your screen that says raise hand. Go ahead and click that. But I'd love for you to, if there's anything at all that you want to share. Sometimes you have less of a question, more of a share about what you're learning or what's up for you. But this is your time. And again, I'm so in this space and ready to hold that space for you and to help support you or strategize with you, whatever might be up for you. So who wants to lead us out today? Don't be shy, little loves. All right, Ms. Kristen has her hand up. If anyone wants to get in the queue behind her, please do so. All right, Kristen, you are unmuted.
Hello, you can hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. So I tend to keep myself a little overbooked, and I decided that I needed some time to just catch up with my thoughts and feelings and workload. And there are just so many distractions at my house. So I headed down to South Carolina, and I am here. I rented a condo. I'm in Myrtle Beach for 3 days. Of course, there's now some run on gasoline, so maybe I'm stuck here for a little longer. But so that's
good
really
for you, though.
I'm really loving the alone time and the solitude. I'm still working and I'm still connecting with people, but there's not as many distractions as there typically would be. So that's really what's new and good for me. I'm finding a lot of gratitude with the solitude, you know?
Good for you. What a good self-care choice. It's sometimes just getting away where we have some quiet time and we can think, and like you're saying, I'm still working, but I don't have all of the distractions at home and all of the consistent interruptions.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I called my husband last night. I'm like, I need to figure out a way to do this once a month.
There you go. Hey, it's like a CEO day, right? My partner talks about taking a CEO day once a month where you just have some time to yourself and quiet, reflect, read, think, strategize, do whatever it is, but to create that. So good for you. Like, that makes my heart happy. I'm like, I'm so glad you're doing that.
Thank you. I really needed it, and I really do deserve it. And what's coming up for me is I'm super frustrated, and I know a lot of that ties into expectations, but I'm really frustrated with the lack of leadership that I have. Just like nobody is stepping up to the plate, and I'm such an action taker, so I know that that can – I have little patience. I don't want to talk. I want to do. So that's really what's coming up.
Yeah. Well, one is I'm holding some space, and you can just feel the frustration and feel the feelings without judging yourself, right? To judge, observing it versus judging it. And I think that, so do you want to process this in a way of like, how do I help get out of these emotions, or how do I help develop my leadership to help inspire more people? Which is feeling, what do you feel like you want the most support with today?
I feel like the same thing always comes up for the same people. So I don't know if is it me, or am I missing something, or are people just not honest with themselves on what they can handle or what they're willing to do. Those are things I'm trying to process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're onto it already. The initial piece is where a lot of our suffering comes from is from expectations, right? Unmet expectations, right? It's saying, gosh, and in your mind, you're like, hey, this is what it means to step up, right? Like, I'd invite you to journal to that. What does step up mean to you? And look at that, but you have an idea. And like, when you're a massive go-getter like yourself, you totally like, hey, this is, come on, let's do this. But that's your lens, right? And I'm here literally with 30 women who are all six figure and up above performers, and they're rocking it in their business. Different business than yours, but same as network marketing, right? And so this conversation is on the regular about, well, what about my leaders and my people? And some are engaged, some aren't. And how do you get the ones that aren't? And they have so much potential. And if they would just do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, some of that frustration. And so I think it matters as you get clear on what's my role, what part is mine, and how do I want to show up as a leader, and that I'm doing my due. And then you can know and trust that you go, okay, I'm trusting that I'm doing my part, which is I'm creating and fostering personal development in my team. Or maybe doing book club once a month, or gathering, I'm doing mentoring. I'm supporting with training. But it really, at some level, sweetheart, as you know, like, you can only control how you show up. The one thing I do want you to be sensitive to is, where does your energy go? Because energy is the truth serum. And so if you're regularly frustrated or disappointed in these people, they already know that. Even if we put a smile, or what my mentor would say, it's like putting nail polish over poop, right? It's like, you can put a pretty smile over it and like say the right things. But if energetically, and your truth is, oh, you bother me, you frustrate me, you're not enough, you're not stepping up, that is some area for growth for you to look at and say, okay, how do I keep my energy clean? It's okay to be triggered. It's okay to be frustrated. But maybe some of it is the frustration is, like, if someone continues to show you they're a cat, but you keep wanting them to be a dog, maybe part of that is just acceptance of who they are and the gifts they do offer and bring. And maybe there are people in your team you don't give as much energy and support to, not because you're punishing them, but because you're clear, like, hey, they're just never going to really, or they're, until they really step up and model this, this, and this. And again, the more you're clear on what that looks like and what that means, you can communicate that, then you just don't give them prime time in your real estate, including your thoughts as well as your time and your schedule. So some of it's like, how do we help keep you in a good space so you're loving this work? Because everything's energy. And I want you to be excited and on fire and happy more often than you're not. You are going to be triggered at times. You are going to have frustration. But more often than not, you still love doing this thing because your energy is the real engine, and it's the real magnet or repellent from your leaders too. Where people either want to run with you, or they're like, she's prickly, or she's just, it's because this, or I'm just never going to be enough for her, right? Is being aware of that, that more often than not, like, I want you to love what they're doing. And again, having clear boundaries, clear expectations, and by expectations, clear guidelines. I like that language better of, like, here's what it means to really be a thoroughbred in what we're doing in here and what we're creating, and allowing space for that. So, you know, those are some initial thoughts, but to know, like, get clear on what is my role, and then you can know that you're doing your part. Like, I'm nourishing them regularly. I'm providing X. I'm doing this. And then release that, you know, expectation. But sometimes this is common, right? You're not the only one that feels this way. When you're a real driver type and you're like, I make things happen, I'm a doer, you think, you see life through that lens like I do. Like, well, come on, let's just make it happen. But realizing the reality is, in network marketing, 9 of 10 people in every company, 90% of people join MLM to use the product. And then they get converted at some level where they see a result and they share it with their sister, or their neighbor, or their friend. And then they catch sometimes this vision of, oh my gosh, I could do this as a business, but they're not been trained really for business. And they may not be that hunter type. They're not like out looking for the right comp plan of the next company to join. A handful do. There's about 1%, right? 1 out of 10 that does that. 10% that will do that. But the reality is the majority of your business are people who, if they're saying, yes, I want to grow and build, but they organically, they fell into it. It wasn't this plan for them typically, right? It's how it goes for most people. But anyway, I said a whole lot. Let's just check back in. And, you know, what are some thoughts or feelings, and how can I best support you today of, you know, helping you with shifting the energy, but also getting into alignment with, I want more of this happening.
Yeah. So the part about what part is mine, I definitely feel like I take on more than I should. And I think a lot of my frustration comes in because I'm a doer. I don't think about it. I just, oh, look, this is how easy it is. And I think maybe I can create some codependency maybe a little bit by showing people, look how easy it is. Look what I just did. So I'm definitely trying to get away from that.
And do you think, is there any part of you, I just want you to tune into this because this came up yesterday at this retreat on that as well. Do you think there's any part of you that takes on self-judgment that it's like, gosh, maybe I'm just not, like, deep down that your fear might be, maybe I'm just not a good leader. Because if I was a good leader, sometimes people make the connection, if I was a good leader, quote unquote, then all these people would be just rocking it and thriving. You're absorbing it?
No, I don't feel like I'm absorbing any of that. I feel like honestly and truthfully, I feel like I'm stuck with people that are not, they're just not aligned with, they're not growing at the rate that they, that I see them growing or I see the potential in, and that can be frustrating too.
Yeah. But how do we shift that? Because either we got to shift your expectation, or it's like giving you permission. Like, you don't have to work with these people. That's a choice, right?
Right.
It's just
right.
Because
and that's
it's like,
hard.
Yeah. It's how do we, you know, do we shift that for you? Because, you know, I just think if regularly, and I don't know how often this is coming up for you, but if regularly I'm feeling those feelings, I don't want to do it. That's me. Like, I wouldn't want to be continuing to, like, try to make that happen if that's truly in your heart of hearts. It's like, hey, it just isn't the whole bunch of them. It's just not a great fit. It's like, and maybe looking at, like, is this really still your right path? You still want to do this? Because it's like being married to someone. If 90% of the time you're married to someone and you just feel like they're an idiot, they let you down, they don't follow through, it's not what you want, that's a miserable marriage.
It is.
All marriages have ebb and flow, but the reality of, like, if that's either it's your mindset that needs to shift or truly get honest with yourself, like, maybe this isn't a fit for you anymore. And give yourself the permission to look at it that way. And that way it's meant, if you are choosing it, you're owning it as a choice. Like, no, I really want to keep choosing in and, you know, working on this and growing with these people. And they do have potential and possibility. But sometimes, again, our suffering in life is we're holding expectations that, you know, creating a lot of pain for ourselves.
Yeah. It's not all of them. It's just... It's just two that are, I'm just, maybe it's just, I have too many expectations. But.
Yeah, and sometimes people, they really want to be, and they want to show up for you and for themselves, and sometimes they just don't know how, or their self-confidence is in the way, or a myriad of things, and so, but if there's a whole lot, how many leaders do you have right now that you are happy to be doing business with?
These two,
but are there, okay, so maybe we focus on that, and then with these two, it's like, okay, we're going to provide them tools and resources, and, I mean, I've helped many people over the years where we make a decision to say, I got to build a new leg, and I don't want that, I just wish this leg would get it together and just figure it out, but if we've had that, we've circled that block 18 million times, then we also have to get honest with ourselves and say, okay, maybe it's time to find a new leader in that leg and or build a new leg. Even though that's not what you want. What you want is, hey, just get it together, right? Is thinking about it from that level. But it's like, yeah. Are these people you feel like you can have open? Is the issue they're just not following through?
Yeah.
These two leaders?
Yes. Just.
And have you had conversations with them about that?
I have, and it's, I think a lot of it is, I think I just need to let it go, and you're right, maybe just focus on building a new leg or two. And they've also got a lot of expectations tied to friendship, so it's really... It's like, how can I say, I have to dance around, really, instead of being who I am. Which is really
because of the friendship,
really,
and you don't want to.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
so
hard to
look at, because that's not, right? But if you're willing to grow, then that's the work to look at. That's not them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got to be me, and permission to be me. And sometimes that, and it's like, yeah, communicate with kindness, but still directness, right? Like, hey, this is where I'm at, and I'm here for you, and I'm your advocate, I'm in your corner. Here's what it means to me to be fully engaged. You're doing X amount of activity, nourishing X amount of people, one-on-ones, your classes. You know, you're doing your own personal growth. These are the things, like, as many people in your same company, you've helped them clarify what they call performance guidelines. right? And if you're doing those things, awesome. You get prime time in my calendar for mentoring. And if that's not where you're at, I totally get it. And I'm always going to be your friend and in your corner because you mean that, right? You have relationships with people. And the relationship, like we're talking about this week, relationships come first, sales come second. There's well-nourished relationships, but that doesn't mean how I differentiate this in my life is similar to being on an airplane, right? Is that some people who've been in first class need a new seat assignment. It doesn't mean I'm kicking them out of my life, and it doesn't mean they're any less than. Like, just because if you're in coach or in first class, your worth as a human is the same. But how much prime time energy and attention you get does shift. And so sometimes someone that's in, you know, 3A needs to be reprioritized timing-wise back to, you know, maybe 29F. You know what I'm saying? And so the issue isn't that we get rid of them and we let go of the relationship. It just means that how much energy they get in their life, time, and schedule might need to shift a bit. And so the more that you communicate with clarity, with vision, and that just says, hey, guys, you know, like, this is what this looks like, and I'm here, and I'm ready to run with you at whatever level you want to be involved. That way it's always on them to choose in. The private mentoring or personal support, you know, comes with these guidelines, how many people they're contacting a week, that they're, you know, doing their own personal growth. And with COVID, that's a little more interesting. I used to say you don't have many classes, but they may do an online class, or they might do more one-on-ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. But that you give them some performance guidelines. And maybe fifth, it is time to look at building a new leg.
I like the idea of performance guidelines. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Oh, well, okay. We're talking about it now. It's just like clarity. Because with clarity, then it's like it's so much easier. That's what I love, clarity, whether it's dating, clarity with business and relationships, where we say, hey, here's the key things that really are, you know, I'm so glad you're in my life. But again, I'm only people that are in first class in my life and that get that prime time energy and so forth, from close friends to the man I'm dating to, you know, to my private coaching clientele, right, is that there's certain performance guidelines that they're living up to. And with grace, right, because no one's perfect. I don't expect that. But if people regularly aren't performing, then they need to get moved out of that space. And not drama like, hey, you're off the plane, get out of here. But we are giving you a new seat assignment.
Yeah.
So work on that. And if you want to message me this or even post it in the group, I think this is a very valuable conversation for many of you, is what performance guidelines look like. Now, I don't want you to have 27 of those things, okay? But, you know, you have 4, 5, 6, or 7, but you have a handful of things of what it means to be fully engaged. And that includes, if I was me, it would include personal development. Right? You're doing personal development 10 to 15 minutes a day, but they're working on their own brain, right? Because that's going to help them so much, and which then helps you. Contacting, like we talked about this week, is like, hey, they're all in the people business. Are they contacting at some level? That's how they nourish their garden, from phone calls to follow-ups to classes. But forms of contacting would definitely be part of that too. Making it performance-based on results, well, none of us can control our results, but we can control the efforts we're putting out. So if they're doing the effort, you've got the right people. Because the effort produces the result. So, yeah, work on that, and then private message me and send it to me. I'd love to see it. Or even put it in our Facebook group. I think that's a valuable conversation. But those are a few initial things, at least, and really the crux of it, I would say, to start.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the real talk, because many people here are also similar. Not everyone, of course, but all of you can relate to different relationships just not following through. And some of that's our own expectations. Some of it is clear communication, you know, but that we want to work on that and be aware of that for ourselves. I appreciate you bringing up such a valuable, relevant topic.
Thank you.
And also glad you're on your own little, you know, little getaway, if you will. I think that's so smart. And today, one of the things I'm going to invite you to do is two of your leaders who are showing up, get in there, text inbox or send them a gift or a handwritten note and go praise the people who are showing up, right? And giving your brain
that
gratitude
yesterday.
Of the people who are. Oh, good. So see, you're already a step ahead. Love it. Okay, Trent, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing how you work on this, and we'll connect about it in the, you can private message it to me, or we'll put it in the Facebook group.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good stuff. Okay, I am coming next to Alyssa, and then Kelly has her hand up. If anyone else wants to get in the queue, would love to hear from you, please do so. Star 2 or just raise hand on your keypad. Okay, Miss Alyssa, you are unmuted, love, if you want to share what's new and good for you.
Hi, Tiffany. Thank you. I love what you just shared. That was so, so helpful for me. It's not my exact situation, but just that conversation around expectation and seat assignments. I love the nail polish over poop, by the way. I can see that.
Right, that's quite the visual.
So what's new and good for me, I actually feel really proud that yesterday I wrote a post on my Facebook page for the first time in a really long time, both on Facebook and Instagram. And it wasn't just a promotional piece. It was actually kind of personal insight and thought, and that's something that's been a challenge for me. And so it felt very exciting, and it came kind of on the heels of watching your three core business blocks video, and it pushed me back out there. And so it felt really, really good to me, and just like I powered through something that was feeling really hard.
Good, love.
Does
it get hard for you because it feels vulnerable? Is that where it sometimes shows up for you? Or
absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's that confidence and feeling vulnerable and just overthinking it, worrying what people will think and will it resonate with people? You know, am I knowledgeable enough? All of those little self-doubt things as well, even though I know they aren't true. Right?
Right. But how we deal with them emotionally, it's so interesting how they show up. So, well, good. Well, I'm proud of you for putting yourself out there and facing something that was uncomfortable for you.
Thank you so much. And it's been really rewarding, too, because I've had more views and more comments and interaction on those posts than I've had on, you know, others in the past. And so I think that that's really inspiring, too, and I think it will help get me out of my head a little bit. Going forward, sometimes just ripping off that band-aid is hard, right?
Amen.
So what's
coming up? Well, good. Well, how can I support you? Yeah, what can I support you with today?
So what's coming up for me? You know, last week during the Q&A, I was all excited, and I'm like, I'm feeling super blissful and really in the zone. And then, like, the very next day, my energy took a dump. And I just feel completely depleted. I've been feeling really heavy. And, you know, as I've shared, I'm going through a transition where I left a job that really depleted me, and I'm moving into running my own business. And I shared this with you on Facebook a little bit too. And you had asked me a question. What's one thing you know, as you tune in and ask yourself what you need now. So I keep asking myself, what do you need, sweetheart? And it's such a wonderful question. And my brain keeps saying, or my gut keeps saying, I need a break. I need that CEO day. I really just need some me time and some downtime. But my brain keeps saying, you're running your own business now. You just took this leap. You really need to get some things together. You are behind on things at home. And I like things clean and organized. That really helps me be productive. But I'm also struggling because, you know, people are really excited for me to make this transition. And they want to be supportive. But people keep saying, so what's next? What are you going to do now? And so I feel I'm having a hard time kind of, you know, allowing myself, I guess, to listen to what I need and how to balance the expectations of others and their excitement and want desire to want to support me with kind of what I need. And I'm just wondering if you can share some thoughts around that. And I don't know, I just feel so emotional. I feel really raw.
Okay. Well, I'm just sending you love and putting love around this. I'm so glad Kristen modeled that for us too, out of the gate of like, hey, even though life is full and busy, I've got to get away for a little bit, you know? And I think one of life's biggest lessons, and it's the space you hold for other people with the work that you do, is helping people tune into and listen to their heart, right, babe?
Like, right.
And I think that that is the more important thing, is listen to your heart versus your brain. Right? We love our brain. Our brain's good. But this reality of like, hey, if your heart's asking for this, then we trust it. And that's where we trust that there's an abundance and you'll figure it out. And again, whether you take a day off, like one day, girlfriend, come on, you got to take a one day off. Or if you say, I'm getting away for the weekend. And if you have a spouse or sweetheart and to say, I need this and I got to trust my heart, will you support me in this? You know, I get there's sometimes arrangements, children and others. I get that. But I think the bigger thing here isn't the logistics, isn't the what everyone else needs, what everyone else thinks, like you're saying, other, what are you creating next and this and that. It's like you trusting your own heart that says, I need this. So I'm going to ask, this is something I'm going to ask that you commit to, and that by the end of the month, you've taken at least a day, if not a weekend or a couple of days, and allow yourself some space to just be and rest. And it's one of the most valuable things you can do to help infuse your business, right? Like some of my friends just actually showed up on a thread last night and people were teasing me. And some of my friends call me Summer Tiff in the summer months because I play a lot in the summer, right? And they're like, oh, Summer Tiff is back, where it's like we play a lot. Now I'm still working. But the reality is that I do play more and I love summer and all of that. And you might think, sometimes the brain might say, that is that responsible? That's what I hear your brain saying. Well, is that responsible? Is this responsible? But everything, like we were just sharing, everything is energy. And one of the best things I do for my own business, to keep my business thriving, my relationships, my own health and wellness, is that I prioritize that joy list and that play. And in the summer, I do play maybe a little more. It's not a ton more, but there is, you know, it's a slower month, typically, or slower season for conferences. Sometimes there's retreats and gatherings, but most often summer is not a big, lots of stages, lots of gatherings are happening. And especially with COVID last year, it's definitely been different for sure. So, you know, it's not that it's all or nothing, like I'm responsible or I'm irresponsible, or I'm working hard or I'm playing all the time. But allowing yourself some space. All I know is if it's your heart asking for it, I know that's the right thing to honor and follow.
Okay.
So I think we make a decision now is get out the calendar. And when are you? And you might need to reschedule a yoga class. Maybe it's into next week sometime, or you take off a weekend and you coordinate again with the people in your personal life, however that looks for you.
Sure.
But I want you to make that decision and book it today, of deciding when am I taking some downtime. And you might, you know, stay in your own city and do a staycation. You might, you know, choose to road trip it for a few hours or even catch a flight, like however that looks for you. I let you decide that. But I'm just supporting you. I know that the right answer is to follow your heart, and your heart's asking for that.
Thank you. I just got a huge smile on my face when you said, do this today.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, is where a lot of, again, our suffering is we have inspiration. We're receiving inspiration, I believe, regularly. It's just if we're willing to act on it.
Absolutely. And it's so much easier to do, you know, it's so easy to tell, you know, for me to suggest these things to others or for me to, you know, offer that support and be there for them, but it's just been feeling so heavy and hard to do for myself. And I keep trying to give myself that grace too, that, you know, I will be more prepared to make those inspired choices and decisions for my business if I actually take this time. but I'm just having such a hard time doing it. So thank you.
Well, sometimes we just need permission. It's what you do for other people. You help them, give them permission, you know, to trust what's up for them. And I'm just holding that same space for you. I love one of the things that when I was mentoring with Jack many years ago, he would say this. He says, for most of us, the longest journey we ever take, and we take it over and over in our lives, is about 18 inches long, and it's moving from our head to our heart, right? And trusting, and it's trusting that because, hey, a lot of times our brain is much louder. It's like, hey, come on, da-da-da-da. Well, our heart's quieter, but our heart knows things, but nothing else, right? We say it's your gut instinct or that heart voice. That knowing is just giving yourself that, sweetheart. I think, yeah. I mean, I want that for you, and I want that for you regularly.
Thank you. I loved hearing what you said about, you know, that CEO day kind of once a month. I think that that feels good to me. It feels like such a gift because I think most of the people in this program, we're all pretty driven, right? That's why we're here.
Right.
We want to succeed, but giving ourselves that permission, it's so hard to do. Thank you.
I would like it to become more familiar for y'all, that it's less, you know, I remember when in the first few years I had my own business, like taking a nap in the middle of the day would have felt like a sin. Like, heck no, I got work to do. And now, man, I have so much more of fluidity of if I need to rest or I need this or go for a walk or take a nap or take the day off is because I've become much more aware of an energy economy, right? I want all of you to write this down. Some of you have been through my Sales Summit course I do in March, and we talk about the same. We talk about it from this language of energy economy, which is another language for self-care, but energy, seeing it that there is an energetic economy happening, right, vibrationally, and putting you into a space, like that's where I was trying to help hold space for Kristen, because I want her to be in more joy and flow and happiness, because I know it will help her leadership, I know it will help her sales, and the same exact thing for you and for every one of you listening, is putting you into more juicy, sexy, magnetic flow, where you're like, I'm feeling good, I feel yummy, I feel this like excitement and passion, versus like, go, 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 hustle, 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 hard, 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 versus energy, there's an energetic economy, and you investing in that isn't being irresponsible. It's actually one of the smartest things you do for your business regularly is, like, if you feel good, you perform better.
Absolutely.
And we think about it, so it's rewiring our brain that we go, hey, and especially then when we support all these other people, from children to parents to clients and leaders and customers and whatnot, is as you honor you, you are honoring others. As I love to say, as I honor me, I honor others. It's like I need to honor me and take good care of me, which then is actually a huge deposit in the people I do life and business with.
I love that, and it's so funny. So yesterday I wrote down several things on index cards, and they were sitting on the coffee table, and my 12-year-old son says to me, who are you nourishing today, Mom? And I smiled. Cool. He went over and gave him a kiss on the head, and I said, well, I was hoping to nourish you. But it's funny because I think I need to nourish myself.
Yeah.
And so I love that energy economy too, because I actually have a neurological disease that one of my doctors has described as an energy management disease. And so that whole concept of we are all energy, and how do we manage that and navigate that, and where do you place that to be the most successful, it really with me. Thank
foundational.
You.
Well, good. You're welcome. And the right thing too is you lean in. You can't what?
I can't wait to tell you where I go.
Yes. But make that decision today so it gets handled.
Okay. And you were going to say as I lean in?
Hmm?
you were going to say something as I lean in, or?
Yeah, no, as I listen to this share, for each of you listening live that are here live, or you're listening back to this recording, is similar, is asking yourself, is look forward the next 2 to 3 weeks, and maybe you, maybe it's not a full day or a weekend, maybe it is, but even if it's, say, 2 to 3 hours where you're like, hey, this gets to be what I would put my calendar tip time, right, or your CEO time, or with yourself, put your own name there. And whether you're like, hey, I'm going to go get a massage or go have lunch at my favorite place and take my journal, or I'm going to go do this thing or that. Maybe you don't do a full – I realize not all of you. Some of you may need a little more time than that. But this is really good coaching for all of you, is to say look forward in the next 2 to 4 weeks and take at minimum a four-hour spot, you know, a half-day type situation, to a full day or a weekend or something, and allow yourself to plug into – like having time just for quiet, even if you do nothing, but, you know, literally sit in front of the ocean if you're by an ocean, or you, you know, go to the woods or to a park and maybe pack a little picnic, or you go book a massage or go get a full, you know, whatever it might be. But it, I would say at least for all of you, somewhere in the next 4 weeks, have at least 4 hours, if not more, if you can do that, where you have some time really to just nourish, rest, read, listen, maybe even, and again, what it does is it's like it fuels your creativity. That's why I'm such a big fan of, quote, play or rest, is what it does is it reinfuses or invigorates my own creativity. And then I'm like, I want to create, but I'm feeling like more rested and in tune versus, gosh, everything's always on constant drive. So thank you for you sharing too.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm coming next to Kelly. Let's see. And if someone wants to get in the queue behind her, if you're live, please do so. Again, whatever's up for you. Remember, you've paid for this time, so sometimes some of you might overanalyze too much. Like, oh, is this a valuable enough question? Or what about this? Or this might sound silly, or I feel vulnerable, or not. Like, it's just allowing yourself, right? This is your time and space. So if you're here and you'd like some support or something you want to share, would love for you to pop your hand up too. All right, Ms. Kelly, you are unmuted if you want to lead out with your new and good.
All right. Good morning and thank you. I am excited to report that my new and good revolves around my new morning routine. It is amazing what a morning routine has done for me in the last few weeks, because I don't have to go to a job every day. I work from home and I work when I want to, and my work is not work, it's art. And so to have a reason to get up in the morning, or a plan to get up at a certain time in the morning, has just been phenomenal for me. Yesterday we had snow and I could not get out and walk because I was afraid that there would be ice and stuff, and I didn't want to slip and fall. And it was cold. So I missed that part of my routine, and I was really bummed out about it. So this morning, it's a beautiful day here in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and I got my walk in. And also, I have now added writing for 1 hour to my morning routine. From last week, my question was around this book that's nagging at me. And I've just committed to, you know, doing that dance. And I'm very excited about that. In fact, I was writing just before the call, and I almost didn't want to stop to come get on the call. So that's just a really huge victory for me, and I'm very excited about. And my,
I love it, babe. Congrats.
Thank you. My question or struggle today is around nourishing. I love this idea so much, and I have been working on that. But on Monday, in our workbook on page 25, there's a list of nourishing relationships. And I'm the kind of person who, when I have a list, I want to do every single thing on the list and check it off. But this is not that kind of a list. And so I'm struggling with it because I have no idea who my fans are. I'm just starting this this new business. And so I may be taking this list too literally, and that's something I would like your thoughts on. But as far as in my business and my stained glass art, I don't have clients, existing or previous. I'm not sure what kind of people I need to identify that I want to grow and nourish a relationship with. So my struggle is all around this page. And when you're talking about these relationships as related to our business, or is this list related to business? I'm just struggling with that. And how do I reach clients? Right now I have some art in a couple of stores here in Wyoming, but I don't know who buys my pieces. I do have my business card attached to them, but you know, that means they have to contact me. I have no way to contact them. So I'm just not really sure how to handle this nourishing business relationship.
Okay. Well, I want you all nourishing relationships, period. Right? Whether they're business or friendships, family, neighbors. It's just being the kind of human that is adding value out there on the planet. I mean, that's the core of the assignment. And when I talk about on the page fans, like you may not literally like, oh my gosh, there's groupies and people standing in line for an autograph type thing, but people that show up for you and that promote you, and definitely in your business, the people that help bring you business to your art. So these shop owners, I want you nourishing your shop owners.
Oh,
I want you doing a kind thing for them. You know, a basket of goodies, or, you know, a handwritten note, or even just saying, I just want to appreciate you, because these people, even though you're not meeting the people actually purchasing the art, they can maybe track you down. There are people who are, they are the vessels. They are the, you know, the open doorway that's helping you have business. So nourish your shop owners, or nourish the people that host your art in their galleries, you know, or promote you or support you. And sometimes that's our sister, or it's a shop owner or something like that. But yeah, I get it. It's that all of you have relationships in your life. I realize that some of the language might be different, or you might not have, some of you have a handful, some of you have thousands, but it's choosing to say, I'm going to live the principle by nourishing the people in my life, in my business, whatever roles or titles they may have.
Yeah. That's great. I didn't even think about the shop owners, and that's definitely something I'm looking forward to doing. And then around identifying people, you know, there are people that are artists that are successful in business that I would like to maybe connect with, but I always hold back because I feel like everybody is so busy. And I never want to ask anybody to help me do anything, or, you know, spend their valuable time. How do I guess, get past that? And do you find that people, even though they're busy, are welcome people who are interested in them and what they do?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, again, a lot of the fear of asking for help or asking for people to support or look at our stuff is just the fear of how will we be perceived, you know, your head game around how do I sound? How do I look? Do I look needy? Am I bothering someone, or I'm afraid I'm going to get rejected? Is you're willing to, I don't know if you've read The Success Principle yet. I don't know if it's come up yet, but The Success Principle, I think it's number 17, it's titled Ask, Ask, Ask. You're willing to ask for what you want. And yes, nourish relationships, I think, is smart, is if you're, especially if you're nourishing people and they're a relationship in your life. But I don't know if there's something you want very specific guidance on with that. But I think the principle of, yeah, ask people, And sometimes the answer, they aren't going to say yes, but whether they say yes or they say no, it's more so your willingness to grow and your willingness to expand. Is a lot of times our fear of being rejected keeps us stuck, where we're going to not ask to put ourselves out there because we're so afraid of being rejected, we'll just not take the action. Versus,
absolutely.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask. If they say no, right? Like, I get asked to do all kinds of things. And lots of times it's a yes, and sometimes it's not a yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, hey, could you do this or do that or participate in this thing or support this or promote this on your social? And again, sometimes it's a yes, and sometimes it's not. Or sometimes it's just not the right timing. But, hey, the willingness to ask, I think, is a great opportunity for your own growth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am a super sensitive soul, and I have a huge fear of rejection. So I do get very freaked out to ask somebody to do anything for me or to look at my product or whatever it is. And the other part to that is all I hear from everybody is I'm so busy that I don't want to feel like I'm putting a burden on anybody. And I may just be misinterpreting what they're telling me. But when I hear that I have to do this and that and the other, and I'm so busy and I'm so stressed out, and you know, I don't want to put anything more on them. So that really holds me back. And I am my own biggest obstacle is that I just assume that everybody's too busy, that everybody has better things to do. And I'm trying to learn not to assume that, not to put words in other people's mouths and not to make decisions for them. And
yeah,
but it's hard.
Sure.
It's been very difficult, but I will say this course has made me feel already a lot more confident in what's going to come and what I'm doing and, you know, the possibility. So I'm very excited about that and very thankful to you for that and your wisdom that you are imparting to us all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you for the real talk. Here's the truth. Everyone's really sensitive and tender. Not everyone wears it on their sleeve, but humans, yeah, the nature and the fear of rejection is so common among all of us. So I feel you. I hear you. But I think a lot of that is what's the story you tell yourself. Technically, if I ask someone to have lunch with me, let's say I ask you, say, hey, Kelly, do you want to have lunch? And if you say no, what matters isn't if you say no, it's the story I then tell myself about what I make that mean. And I might be like, oh, well, see, I'm just not good enough, or I'm a dork, or I feel funny, I feel awful, I don't, blah, blah, blah. Versus technically, we weren't having lunch before, and we're still not having lunch. So technically, I'm the exact same off as I was before I made
right.
the ask. It's the story you make, what you make it mean about you. So when we look at how we, quote, reframe rejection, maybe this is some work you look at, is like, I'm going to reframe rejection where it isn't mean, oh, gosh, I'm just the biggest idiot on the planet, and that's why this, or they didn't say yes to me. It's just, okay, if it's a yes, great. If it's not, great. Either way, but I'm willing to grow and expand and connect. I'm willing to be more vulnerable. Vulnerability breeds so much beauty in our lives. But it can feel uncomfortable. I get that. But it's what matters most to your love. I don't know if you're participating in the Mindset Makeover course, which y'all have been gifted. Yeah. But, you know, we talk about rewriting the story. So what are you going to make it mean? You get to choose what it means. What, just because someone turned you down for lunch or, you know, for business or whatever it might be. Like how we interpret that matters more than anything else. It's the stories we tell about it.
I love that. Absolutely. Refriend rejection. I'm going to make a big sign that says that in my studio because that's huge. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome, love. Thank you for sharing. All right. We are coming next to Miss Blythe. You're unmuted, love, if you want to lead out with your new and good and then whatever your share might be today.
Okay, hi.
Hi, love.
All right. So I'm feeling so nervous, you know, like before you get up in church or some big event, you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Why did I push start too? Like, that's why. Normally not like me. So then part of me goes, okay, well, obviously something has to be like come out if I'm this nervous. So a big win for me would be last week, the taking an hour to clean out a space. So my office is kind of, my office space is in our living room, because when we had Owen, our cute, precious little Owen, we weren't expecting that. And so our rooms became, you know, we needed more room, basically. So my office became a bedroom. And so the office came into the living room. And so we have, you know, a nice desk and everything. And, you know, one of my goals is to, you know, get a bigger space and a bigger house. And so I have kind of been... I'm futuristic is in my top five and belief is in my top five for Gallup Strengths. So I've kind of been saying, well, we're going to get a house with more space. So my office has become this in the living room that everyone sees has just become this, you know, not organized space. Let's put it that way, which affects the whole living room, right? Because it's in the living room. And so I feel like, you know, I'm running this diamond organization out of this, you know, tiny space in this living room. So I've kind of been, I think I've been using the excuse of, well, it doesn't matter because we're looking for a house right now, right? In the same time, the house thing is not coming in alignment and we're getting blocked constantly. And I'm feeling like we are supposed to not be moving. So I knew that that hour was not going to be an hour for my space because I knew how long it was going to take. So I spent hours, probably at least 10 hours on that, on the office space and the desk,
really?
And getting rid of things and looking stuff and started making it an inspiring space. And so I have pictures. I took pictures for everybody that I'll post. It's not completely finished, but because I spent so much time on it, I then got burned out. Like, I was so exhausted and tired from this space. But I put things up of each of my leaders and things that inspired me. And so that's my big win for last week that I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I just got this epiphany going. Well, when Tiffany said a long time ago, I remember you talking about a guy wanting a new partner in his life and, like, the side of his bed, like, one side of the nightstand was, like, all covered. And that just kept coming to my mind, like, you can't allow – it was almost like you can't get the new house. You can't get the blue diamond. You can't get that if you haven't made the space for it, right? Like, that just kept coming to my brain going, here I'm saying, well, no, I'll wait for the space. But in essence, it was backwards. Like, I need that – I need the space clear so that I can get to what I want. Does that make sense? So that was shifting my brain a little bit last week. But this kind of flows into where I'm kind of stuck. So because my number one is achiever, and because I'm futuristic, and because I'm belief, and because I'm also a person that just loves on people and I love giving gifts. So this nurturing thing, I just love because I'm the person that gives too many gifts. You know, I just love doing it. But that also has created, gosh, I'm getting emotional, but. I feel like a lot of times that I am holding up the boat, like I'm holding up my whole organization with leaders that are my best friends, who I love relationship-wise. We have the best, beautiful people, I feel like, in our team. But because they're not like me, their strengths are relationship building and my strengths are executive and strategic. So they know when Blythe starts spouting off all the numbers, like, come on, let's go. What's going on? And they can't connect with that because they're like, I have to personally have a relationship, you know what I mean, with this person. I can't go and, you know, put myself out there. And it's created this huge growth in me of going, okay, how can I be a better leader? And then add in Jack Canfield, it all comes back to you. You're 100% responsible for, you know, what you create. There's so much growth. I was I was telling Tracy, my accountability partner, that just like you said, each section of what you were teaching us, I feel like we could have 8 weeks on. You know what I mean? Like, the growth is massive. Here you go, bud. The growth is massive, and it's creating such a shift. But where I'm stuck is I want that explosion. I want people to be like me, I guess, where they're like, let's run. Let's get to this. And I feel like I'm learning so much, but I'm holding so much. Like, for instance, we have the spring tour coming this weekend, which we're excited about. And I'm like, guys, start, you know, get inviting all your new people. This is such a great opportunity. And they're getting stuck at the, gosh, how do I invite to this, you know? And I'm thinking, what do you mean, how do you invite to this? And so I feel like a lot of times I'm trying to convince of how incredible it is. Like one of my leaders said yesterday, like, you know, well, I think we should have more of this there because, you know, they are giving up their Saturday night. And I'm like, okay, see, I don't see it as giving up their Saturday night. I see it as this can change their life forever. And so I feel like sometimes that gets so exhausting because as much as I love them, I feel like I'm trying to convince and hold up this whole organization that's not holding up unless I have people doing what I do. But at the same time, I feel like I'm learning and trying to let go of this expectation that you talk about, which I very well do have. You know, it's this thing in alignment and this back and forth. It's like, how do I go and be that person, like you're saying, of this energy economy and I've got this and let it all go and still bring this whole organization to a blue diamond team when I'm, you know, only hitting gold because their vision isn't where my vision is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Because it's just like a big part of this initially, at least, is like, hey, you just can feel it, breathe it out, have a good cry. It sounds like you and Kristen need to have a coffee date, you know?
I know, totally.
When you're talking about it. But I think that, you know, again, part of leadership and good leadership is you're regularly, as much as it might feel tiresome and exhausting, I just invite you to have a new association to this, but it's that you are vision casting over and over and over again of what's possible and how cool this is and what an opportunity this is. And, you know, and I get it, but it's not, you know, it's like, well, come on, just get it and go. But that's how you see life. And not everyone sees life the same way, right? I mean, peopling isn't easy all the time, love. This is why you need that self-care time too. But it's just vision casting and that it doesn't have to feel, I get it, where you're like, I got to drag this whole thing. So we need a new mental movie about that. Where yes, you're vision casting regularly. Let me hold up possibility. Let me hold up vision. Let me hold up possibility. Let me hold up vision. Here's what can be. And here's the mindset. And here's what they're going to get out of that. Right? And that we go, how cool is that? And the opportunity to create change. And we sell the destination and sell the destination and the destination on the destination, not the airplane. And that you're a change maker. All of you are selling change at some level. And that's the work that you're really about. And so you hold up that torch. And I know that sometimes, again, where we get in trouble is the mental thoughts you're having about it. Gosh, are they ever going to get there? Or, I love them, but this or this and that. And I got to fix it and hustle it. No, you don't. Get back into your zone. You keep being your bright, beautiful, blithe self. And you hold the vision and you hold the vision. And here's what's possible. And here's where we're going. And just like, okay, I'm doing my part to help create and cultivate that space. Well, yes, we mentor them and we share that and we ask questions and we help them catch the vision of like, oh my gosh, look how cool this is and possibility. But love you, as long as you work with other people, you're going to have different strengths. It just is. And you're going to have different struggles or things that drive you nuts because that's humaning. So it's okay to feel it, right? Like sometimes we just need to cry it out, eat the treats or do the thing that we go, oh man. And then we mentally go, you know what? Okay, I'm back to trust and I'm holding the vision and I'm doing the things and creating the space and somewhere like we were talking about. Sometimes people really do need a seat assignment. And seat assignment isn't about someone's value, but it is about who someone is. Like, the right people on the bus is another way. Popular management leadership book many years ago was called Good to Great by Jim Collins. And it's looking at this for yourself as like, okay, are people on the right seat on the bus? And so sometimes it's like, hey, it doesn't mean you're going to kick any of these relationships out of your life. But maybe you're expecting them, again, you're expecting them to be, you know, this amazing gazelle, and they're really a parrot or a tiger or something, where it's just like allowing that. So you continue to, right? But you hold the space for their strengths, and you release, like, expecting them to be something they're not. But you do, you vision cast regularly of here's what's possible and here where we're going and so forth. But without it feeling like it's a big tugboat, it's more of like, hey, you're this incredible, you know, vision creator, caster.
I love that. I have one, like, it's just funny how you said, you mentioned earlier with Kristen, you were like, if this happens like 20 times, I have one leader where we had a great conversation a while ago and let her go, you know, essentially, which gave her such freedom. She was so happy and excited. She's a lot, she's really old and just a gem. Positivity is like in her top. But you know, she can't do it right anymore. She just can't do it. And so she had such freedom in that. And what's interesting is every time I would try prior to that to, like, get that place to it, it kept on coming back to, like, you need to find a new leader for this place. Like, why do you keep trying to, you know, create something that you know cannot physically happen on that? So I totally resonate with that. What's interesting, something triggered me yesterday, and I thought, well, this is partially probably part of it too. Because I'm a doer, and I'm a get things done, and I'm also a, if I let go of that a little bit, then what's going to happen? And so yesterday I found out that two of my leaders, we're all good friends, so that's awesome, right? But two of my leaders had gone to the event place and, like, scoped it out, talked about, one of them actually specializes in events. And so they had gone out and talked, like, hey, we need this many tables or whatever, but I didn't know that they were doing that. And so my initial reaction was like, oh my gosh, why didn't you call me? Like, I wanted to be a part of that. Like, this is like my event, right? And so I got, like, super triggered by that. I didn't respond. But then later I thought about it and I was like, oh my gosh, like, they're doing what you've wanted them to do. Like, they're taking, you know, taking ownership. And so one of my leaders, who is my best friend, actually, she got on a Marco Polo, and she's like, hey, she's like, thank you so much for, like, letting us take part. She goes, because what happens is, she goes, I don't play second fiddle. She's like, so I have a, if you're doing it all, then I have a hard time supporting. I go, oh, well, it's Blythe's event. Like, we don't feel ownership in it. And so what's great is that they're super honest about it. And she's like, so I'm really appreciative. And I thought, okay, like, this is such growth for me, because in my mind I go, well, is it gonna get done, right? Like, if I hand this over to someone, and this is like my whole life, I never liked group work because I'm like, I'll just get it done. Like, I'll get it done and it'll be good.
Right.
Like, in the classroom, like, I'll raise my hand and do it. No, I don't want to partner with anybody because I'm going to get it done. So there's a lot of growth happening, and which is good, and I'm just learning so much through this. So I'm so grateful to you and this program. I will say that I wish that all of my leaders were on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, you all need to be learning this too. But yeah, I think it's that I don't know.
Yeah. I just think, sweetheart, thank you for saying all that. And I'm just smiling because, see, here, it's so funny. Because on one hand, and I just love that you can see it this way, is on one hand, you're like, I want them to take ownership. I want them to lead and make things happen. And then they do that, and you're like, why didn't they include me in this? Right? And I'm just smiling. It's like, yeah, because then I have that conversation with leaders too, where they're like, you know, I don't feel needed by my leaders anymore. They have their own teams and they're off and running, and I miss that, and now they're their own person, and I don't know if I'm needed anymore. And it's just fascinating. On one hand, you know, it's like we go from saying, gosh, they're not doing enough, to, like, they're doing everything now without me, and And it's just the more that we can get out of all of, like, other people's behaviors does not reflect your worth, your value. It's about who do you choose to be and how do you want to show up? And you stay in your lane and you say, I'm on purpose by serving. I'm on purpose by vision casting. I'm on purpose by reminding people of what's possible and their strengths. All the other stuff, I got to practice releasing and cleansing and getting out of that way. Because it's just like the ego wants to make it all about ourselves. Well, if this or that, or if they could just, come on, get it together. You know, like if they could just get it together. Well, that energy is not magnetic, by the way. It's so repellent. It's like, okay, cool. Well, you know, and it's like, oh, and I just got to, but we all get to practice it. So this is what I love about what's happened here today. It's just real talk. No judgment. It's like, yeah, sometimes I'm bugged by people too, or sometimes when you feel left out, or like Kelly was saying, I'm scared to be rejected, so I don't share. And, you know, all the ways that we are all, like, we're on this journey together. It's just coming back to the light and coming back to the zone where it's like, this feels light. It's like, what part's mine? Cool. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my self-care. I'm nourishing relationships. I'm vision casting. I'm reminding people of their strengths and possibilities. I'm asking better questions. I'm discerning and making decisions about what priorities and people get what level of time in my life, in my head, in my calendar. And this is all a practice. No one ever fully masters this, but you can sure strengthen it where you close that loop faster when you get triggered. The weeds always return. The triggers come back. They pop up. But the gift of the work that you're all doing is you can close the loop a lot faster where you go, like yesterday, you could catch it and go, interesting. Isn't this exactly what I'd want them to be doing? Yep, and you can smile at yourself and pat yourself and be like, awesome. I love that they're taking ownership. Because the more they take ownership, the more they're going to be and get vested and engaged. And we want that. But it's just cute that you can see yourself, like, also feeling a little huffy about that, too, for a hot minute. It's real talk, right? So, anyway, thank you for sharing, honey. Have a great event this weekend. And, yes, I also just want to say, keep cleaning up your space. And I mean that for all of you, is even if you're not living in your dream home or like life, you're actively looking for a home, we can feel like, well, I don't want to put that much energy here. Well, I'm not saying you got to repaint everything and, you know, buy new furniture, but you all deserve to live and work in space that nourishes you and inspires you. And so do take it to clean it up. And sometimes that's how you attract the next thing is you've freed up the energy where it's like, oh, there's flow in my space, right? Good stuff. That feel good to you, babe? So at least better, more clear?
Yes, totally.
Awesome. All right, love. Well, you have a great weekend and a good event. The rest of you as well, I'm just wishing you such a great rest of your week and weekend. We're practicing this week nourishing relationships. And whether that's in your personal life, your business life, or both, but to be more intentional, be the kind of people that speak praise and kindness and love into others and appreciate them and put it into writing or spend time together or speak it, right? That we're practicing those things. What's on deck for next Monday and next week? We're talking and looking at branding and your messaging of who you are and what you're up to in the world and how to capture that and share that in an important and poignant way. In the meantime, continue to do that self-care. Be kind to you. You're doing the work, right? Not about perfect. It's just about you're in the journey and you're willing to practice. And I acknowledge you for all of that, all of you for doing that. I'm in your corner. I'm cheering you on. If I can serve or support you in anything else, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to do so. And I look forward to staying connected in our Facebook group and as well as the interim. If there's anything, again, I can do, feel free to reach out. Have a great rest of your day, loves. We'll connect soon.